This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Monday, June 29th, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us in the doldrums of summer. A lot of that baseball in our area, we're starting to, for the kids, they're going to be getting into the travel. We'll start talking about the Little League State Tournament and all that coming up after the 4th of July. We'll start talking area tournaments for the Legion teams coming up here in a couple of weeks. And we're just about 2 weeks away from 14 teams in 14 days as we begin college football season. We will talk to a representative of each football team at the Big Ten Conference. And then, of course, we'll have our Husker Roundtable and off to Chicago for a couple of days for Big Ten Media Days. They're doing it a little bit different this year, kind of like when we went to Big 12. They split it up over 3 days. You get certain schools each day. Big Ten has always put them together. The Big Ten has grown. And one of the reasons that they're changing this are just way more radio guys and more TV guys. I don't think there's any more newspaper guys. They always have that covered. But they have kind of improved the event, as you would expect, with everything. And so half the teams come in on day one, which will be July 30th, and half the teams will come in on Friday the 31st. They'll still have the huge Big Ten luncheon. And I mentioned this. It's really cool. I have not sat through the whole thing, but have been watching it from afar. It usually goes on that second day of the Doug and Daddy Show. But if you're taking a trip or you want to go to Chicago, and the Cubs, I believe, are out that weekend, it is the White Sox. But if you're going to be in that Chicago area and you got kids, it's pretty cool. You know, it's not a long thing. You got about 45 minutes to get some autographs from your favorite team. Duh. And you know, for a while there, it was about your best access to Coach Pelini, even including Fan Day, and now, of course, Coach Riley. But it's a pretty cool event, and that would be going on the 31st. So if you want more information, go to the Big Ten website or shoot us an email here at the Dent Popper inbox, and we'll forward that information to you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN, 1460 1550, and, of course, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776. We will be talking Nebraska football today with Brian Christofferson of the Lincoln Journal-Star. He'll come up in the next segment, and the Nebraska Danger at Sioux Falls for the third straight year in the IFL Championship Saturday, July 11th, and we'll talk with Mike Davis. We're going to keep him busy. Wanted to get a little reaction and an early thought on Sioux Falls. We'll talk with him ahead of the game next week, and then, of course, once it's all over, the Monday following the game, the plans to have Coach on. So all that going on, but the Royals are winning again, Jimmy.
Yeah,
5 of 6 on the road.
Yeah, that was a really those 6 games against Seattle and Oakland to go ahead and win 5 out of 6. That's playing pretty good baseball. And I'm sure that the people that haven't voted for some Kansas City Royals for the All-Star game maybe got voted a couple more times. I think you can vote 35 times, I think. So
I don't know if something changed in the national concept, or if they beat that horse dead a week ago. But I haven't really heard anything now for almost a week. Since the last time it came out and there were 7 Royals in and Cabrera took over Moose at first base, I haven't really heard a whole lot. And maybe people are starting to get the picture. Again, I don't believe that the seven Royals that they have listed as starters are the seven best at their position. They're good. They're really good. And we're Royals fans, so we're going to root for them. It's pretty easy to vote to. MLB.com, go to the Royals website, and you can click on and vote for all those guys. And then, again, you saw some fun Legion baseball. Our teams, and by our, I mean in the Tri-Cities, especially the Class A teams, they continue to win a lot of baseball games. And you had a couple of exciting ones yesterday for Kearney Runza. We had Coach Archer on last week, and they're 6-0 since then.
Yeah, I think.
I'm not saying, Jimmy. I'm just saying 6-0 since then.
Yeah, I think anytime he talks to you, it just, there it goes. You know what I mean? You kind of, yeah, we had walk-offs, and it was pretty exciting. And about every game, somebody else stepped up and did something to help win. And if somebody didn't step up, the next guy up did. So, yeah, they played well enough to win. Won three walk-off games by one run, of course. If you're the home team, you're going to win by one run, you know, if it's a walk-off, unless you hit one out. And then won a game 7-5. You know, and that was the easy one. You know, so yeah, the runs have played pretty well, and pitching was good, hitting was good, and defense was good. So that's what happens.
I got a question for you.
Oh,
we've touched on a lot of things. Everybody right. knows that you're a ref, you're an umpire.
Yes.
Everybody knows that's been around here for any amount of time. You've been a long time coach. Everybody knows if they've been around here for a long time, Jim Langan was an administrator. You have been in just about every spot, and you could probably fill one in if I missed it, that has to deal with young kids. And then you've got your kids, and you still have a son playing athletics. So how does that change? Because you know how kids want to be treated and how you want to treat and be treated back. Does that change watching your own kids play?
Yeah, I think it does. I think that, you know, when you were younger, if you didn't have kids, real quick to criticize maybe and what you know and find out some areas they weren't very good in, and you'd be you know, instead of finding out some of the strengths they have, you know, saying, hey, you know, so you want to make sure when you're a young coach, and I think I picked up on that fairly quick, you know what I mean, because I had a couple of parents come up and say, hey, you know, and I thought, yeah, maybe I didn't handle that very well, you know. So and you know, I think it's really important too when you're a parent that you don't talk about your kid. You know, I mean, you've got a team out there. You've got 14 kids. You address the fact that, hey, yeah, well, thanks. If somebody comes up, I'm really happy when somebody comes up and says, hey, Chris did a nice job. I mean, it means a lot to me. But I'm you know, a good enough of a parent that I'm addressing the other kids on our team. And not only that, the opposing team, too. You try to imagine what those kids felt like. Losing those walk-off games. Papillion came down there and lost two games in walk-off. Yeah, we're happy and we're jumping up and down. But how do you think that pitcher felt? You know, my kid pitches, and I'll tell you what, you know, if there's going to be a day when he's out there and he's trying to get a save. I mean, luckily this year he's got four saves. You know, he's 4-for-4 for saves. But, you know, there's been times where he's given up a run even, and we've got the save. But, you know, there was a kid the other day that pitched, and he didn't get anybody out. I mean, they got a 6-3 lead, and he can throw it fast. And I think it's really important we go back up to that kid, and I tap that kid on the top. You know, so as a parent, I think that's the role we have to take. And I'm not always perfect either. There's times where I, you know, battle for my kid maybe a little too much.
But I just think your perspective is pretty unique. Not very many people could say that they've worn all those hats. Almost at the same time. In some instances, you got about three of those at one time where you ref, you coached, and you had a kid. You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Didn't coach and superintendent very much, but
no.
A couple times even with football. But I just thought it was very interesting. And your point of learning that early on, that's kind of with everybody, right?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I guess, you know, the other thing that's amazing is, say, right now, I think Kearney Runza is 24-4. Would you think the parents are getting along a little bit better now? Yeah, I think they are. I mean, everybody's kind of happy. Everybody's getting say, hey, your kid did good. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we did. You know, hey, what's going to happen? I know, it's very possible we could lose three out of the next four. Or, I'm just throwing that number out. Five out of the next set. I mean, because, you know, when you win, we're not winning 18-0, 12-2. You know, where people are just going, oh, my God, we'll still play those guys. You know, well, because a lot of our games are 50-50 games. So if that's what's unique about this team is this team's 24-4, but we know we might have about a 18-12 team here, you know, but just stepped it up enough to start winning. But, you know, so I think that's a good point you made up too, that, you know, you want to make sure that when you're the activities director, you're there watching the game, and you're not cheering for your team. I mean, you know, you want your team to win, but you're there in case something bad happens. You have a fan that gets out of hand, or you know, or you've got some officials that need a, you know, need some help. You know what I mean? To get to a locker room or get to a car or whatever. I mean, that's your role there. So they're all different roles when you're coaching. You're trying to win and compete and be focused there. But you know, I think most coaches. Hopefully, most coaches that I know, when they do win, they're very humble and they're very excited they won. And they're, you know, but boy, when they go shake hands with that other guy, they know how he must feel.
Oh yeah, and I think it's we talk so much about all the coaches throughout the high school season. The Legion, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island has to be very fortunate. I mean, they play baseball. All three towns like their baseball, and they have good baseball teams. And so we'll see how it plays out here. The big Mike Peterson tournament coming up over the 4th of July in Lincoln. That is ultra competitive, and we'll see how the teams do there. Switching gears a little bit, Jack Sock has advanced on with his doubles partner, Vasek Pospisil, at Wimbledon. Remember, that was their breakthrough. They won the doubles title last year. They were really pushed in the first round, winning it in four sets, 5-7, 7-6, 7-6, 6-1. I had to double check. I wonder how many times this has happened. Sam Groth, I think it is, from Australia. They played him in doubles today. That's also the guy Sock has to play in the first round of singles. All those 132 or something like that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And or 28, and that's his first round draw. You play him in the first round of all that.
That is really ironic. I wonder how the seating worked on that for that to happen, you know.
Well, that single stuff. And again, if there's that tennis aficionado, and my fact is off here a little bit, but you seat them, and then everybody else is drawn out of a hat. I mean, if you're not in the top 32 now, and of course back in the day when it was only 16, you could get some really bad draws. Like today, this Cole Schreiber that played the number one seed Djokovic, he's right on the bubble of being a seed, but he got drawn in and had to play the number one guy at Wimbledon and played him tough, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4, but he goes home. There's also parts of that bracket where you could be unseeded and not have to play a rated guy. You could play three straight matches and not run into a rated guy. And that makes it interesting because then there's a dark horse. There's somebody that has a chance to finally. I mean, if you're starting off, you're Jack Sock, and you're playing Federer, and you're playing Nadal, and you're playing Murray, and you're playing Djokovic in the first round every tournament, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just not going to get anywhere. You have to have a chance to have that breakthrough. So it's always interesting to keep an eye on the Lincoln native and see how he does. And I even Googled this, and I don't know, maybe producer Caleb's deeper into Googling, but I Googled it and I couldn't find it. I'm watching SportsCenter, I think it was yesterday, maybe Saturday night, I don't remember which one it was. John Clayton, knowledge of the world, ESPN's number one, well, one of the number ones. He is as smart when it comes to covering football. He's their first insider. I mean, you got the guys that played the game that analyze it, but he was the first insider. And he thinks that Detroit might have a rookie running back starting this upcoming year. And they're showing the highlights, and he goes, there's a good chance Akeem Abdullah could be the number one guy. And there's no correction. The anchor doesn't correct him. Usually right in the ear, that's Amir Abdullah.
Yeah.
No, and I chuckle because now that's been a couple of them. They gave Lou Holtz all kinds of crap for mispronouncing his name during game day last year. Well, John Clayton called him Akeem.
Hey, you know, that would be a tough job. Because I know when we're on the air here, every once in a while, I can't think of like who the Texas Tech football coach is or something. And I'll look at one of you guys, and I'm trying to think of it as we go. So I know it's really hard when you're trying to, you know, voice an opinion and say things. So those guys have got to have like nine producers pounding stuff into them so they can get that correct. So I know who to blame. I know who to blame if I don't get one right now.
Maybe they typed it wrong on the teleprompter.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's right.
888-455-ESPN. We're going to talk a little Husker football with Brian Christopherson, the Lincoln Journal star. The Bubak kid decommits, all signs pointing that he's going to go to Arizona State. Here's a kid that committed to Bo Pelini and then survived, if that's the word you want to use. It looked like all that is beyond. But, I mean, he's committing before his junior year. You're going to have to expect to see this. Then I see a couple of our guys, Brian Munson, one of them, saying, I'm not even sure how big a loss this is. Yes, you want to keep – this is an interesting one, I think, Jimmy, because you want to keep your Nebraska kids. You want to keep them all. If they're three-star better, if they're talented, you want them. You want to keep them. You need to keep them. But if they're not good enough to play here, which is up to debate at this point, you have to be open to a little bit of criticism as well. I mean, let's face it. There's a couple kids here right in our backyard, Drew Ott being the number one that slid through the cracks that should have been in a Husker uniform, and it just didn't happen. I wonder how much of that – the Class A kids, do they slip through the cracks? The ones that are not playing for the Huskers this year that are going to South Dakota, obviously they're probably not good enough to play at Nebraska, or their grades aren't good enough to get into Nebraska. But this Bubak one just kind of was a head-scratcher to me. I mean, there's a kid that you just wants to be a Husker, and now, plus you got the – did you see the Randy Gregory, Leroy Alexander tweets back and forth?
No, I missed that. What did that say, Doug?
Which, again, Randy Gregory gone, Leroy Alexander not going to be with the football team. A couple of guys that are loyal to Bo is basically what it says. You know, there was nothing mean-hearted or mean-spirited. It's just a couple of guys that, hey. And we'll talk with Christopher about it because he talked to Mark Banker, D.C., and it's a nice article in the Journal Star about how things are coming together. You got a lot of kids. Jimmy, not every one of them is going to like what's going on. Not every one of them like Bo. Not every one of them is going to like this staff. That's just the way it is. Well, there's too many kids.
Well, not only that, there's nothing wrong with being loyal to people.
Yeah.
You know, there is nothing wrong to be loyal. And, you know, the thing of it is there are coaches that have players, and you know what? They have a relationship. Bo Pelini had a relationship with a player, and Riley needs to get a relationship. It doesn't mean Riley has to oust and make Bo get rid of that relationship. They can continue that positive relationship, and Mike Riley needs to get a positive. Those are the kids that are kind of easy to coach. You know, those guys that you know, because it's not that easy to coach somebody that goes, "Hey, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Bo Pelini left." I'll tell you what, thank God you're here, and I'm a little afraid of that guy because the first time I call a fourth down fake punt that doesn't work, guess who he's talking to? He's on the sideline going, "What do we run that for?" Yeah. You know what I mean? I think it's good to have positive relationships. And I look at UNK football. You know, Coach Crockett's got a lot of positive relationships with some of his players, and you know he wants those guys to have some success when they take the field. You know, there's a lot of guys that we talk to when he hopes that things go well. You know, and you know there's the loyalty thing, and just because that's not your coach now, that doesn't mean that might not be your favorite coach. You know, when I graduated, hey, you know what? We won some games here, but my favorite coach was this guy in junior high track. That was my I don't know if junior high track's a stretch, isn't it? Because that guy used to make you run the 600, then we're going to run another run 600. Hey, you're done now, but let's get one more 600 in.
Everybody's eligible for the 32. Yeah. Go. We're going to take a break. Brian Christopherson will join us in the Lincoln Journal Star when we come back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you. We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents.
They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
touchdown! You gotta be kidding me!
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine stays with us as we continue through the day today with a high temperature around 90. Winds out of the northwest will stay at about 5 to 10. Tonight, with mostly clear skies, will fall to 63 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Baby girl, I don't got a huge old house. I rent a room in the house. Listen, baby girl.
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this final Monday of June. Going to talk a little Husker football, and some of it has to do with recruiting today. And TNL Irrigation is on with you at all times. This update is brought to you by TNL. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, with TNL, the TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer like Bill Shapley at Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney or Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation in Grand Island. Like no other, TNL Irrigation. Brian Christopherson's got a couple of, that I've noticed here over the weekend, really good reads in the Lincoln Journal Star. And when it's supposed to be kind of quiet on the football front, it really isn't. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing okay. And good stuff, interview with defensive coordinator Mark Banker. And I think we'll start there. We'll get to some of these commits and Bubak and things like that and in-state kids in a little bit. But the staff has seemed to be more open to the guys that can cover them every day, which I think is kind of cool. Are you seeing that, and are you learning anything before we go into fall ball by getting the opportunity like you did this week?
Maybe a little bit. You know, the thing I would say is, I went over there last week for an interview with Mark Banker, and you never, you know exactly how it's going to go, but sometimes you're under the expectation that it's probably going to be about a 25-minute talk or something like that. I think we talked for about 80 minutes, and he probably would have talked longer. He was in no hurry to get up and leave, you know, very thorough and just going over everything from the psyche of his football team to specific guys and that are rising at their positions and some guys that have some work to do at their positions. So he was really candid, probably more so than we got a little bit in the past. Now, you know, it's a honeymoon period. They haven't played a game yet. There are going to be some tough days where they're going to have to answer some tough questions. I'm sure that happens with every staff, but right now, yeah, it's been fun covering these guys. And it'll be interesting to see how they respond in the fall, especially if it doesn't necessarily go as you hope, which could be the case in year one, and kind of how they react to that. But Mark Banker is a really enjoyable guy to talk to. You know, he's from the Northeast where they're very passionate about sports, and I think he enjoys being at a place where there's so much passion about a program. And not that there isn't passion about sports on the West Coast, but I think it's maybe a little bit more of a laid-back vibe that they had up there in the Oregon area. And now you're kind of in the middle of this hurricane where everybody's so excited and wants to talk about what you're doing, and I think he embraces that.
Chat with Brian Christopherson of the Lincoln Journal Star here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There were some rumblings when Coach Riley was hired about how many people he would be bringing along. Mark Banker's name was one that did have a little bit of, not negativity, but question marks behind. Why? How do you feel? How does he feel about that? Or has that come up in conversation?
Yeah, I think he knows that's out there. I think, above all, and it comes out in the Q&A, he understands what he's walking into. It's not like he has a blindfold on. He knows what this place expects out of defense. He knows what they expect in the win-loss call, and they expect championships. And, you know, he had that telling quote about, you know, this is a place where until you win something big, you're just another dude. there's been some coaches. There have been coaches that have come in here in the last, especially, you know, 10 to 15 years, and they've left as just another dude. They didn't leave their mark. They didn't win that conference championship. They didn't do that thing Nebraska fans want to see them do. And so he understands exactly what is at stake and what people want out of him and what they want out of that defense. So I think he knows there's a lot to prove. And, you know, the big thing with him is the same thing it basically is with Mike Riley, and that's, okay, you did some good things with a program that didn't have as many resources. Now you've got more toys. You do have these resources. You should have some better players. What can you do with that? Can you use those upgrades and you know, manufacture it into more wins? That's the big question that I don't think we'll know for sure for a couple years. I mean, this year, I think most reasonable people understand there could be some growing pains on either side of the ball. You have players adjusting to coaches and coaches doing the same with players. But, you know, after a couple of years, there's going to be expectations to win and win championships, and he knows that.
You know, Brian, last year, around the 1st of July, I felt the number one thing that Nebraska needed to work on was their punt return. They did so poor the year before. It was so obvious. And Bo Pelini kind of took over, and then we put some guys back there on punt return that had some success. So I thought, you know, that was one thing that they worked on and nationally really improved on. I think, and I may be wrong here, and I want your thoughts, I think that recruiting is the key thing right now if Nebraska is going to get back to that area. Because when I look at these guys on TV that are five-star athletes, and they go, well, where it's down to? Well, I got it down to four schools. It's USC, UCLA, LSU, and Alabama. Or it's Florida State, Alabama, or it's Texas A&M. But I don't see Nebraska that much. Your thoughts?
Well, I think they need to get this class kind of in that 15 to 20 national ranking. Now, not necessarily this class this year. I think if they could get in the top 25 this year, that'd be a really good start and be, frankly, better than they've done in many of the years recently. But I've always put kind of that, you know, if Nebraska has a recruiting classes that are annually ranked in the top 20, you know, maybe they're not top five classes. Maybe you're not, you know, third in line right up there with Alabama, but you're not far behind. You're getting the type of guys where you certainly have the best talent in the West. That should never be an issue. Nebraska should always have more players than the programs they're competing against in the Big Ten West. So you got to start there. You got to make sure you're winning that division, because if you're not, you know, you're in big trouble. Because, I mean, you're going against Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa. These are schools Nebraska should always have better players than, and I think they do right now. I still think Nebraska has more talent than all those programs, even with what we saw happen in Madison last year. But I think you're right. You want to see that you're not just competing with those guys, but that you do start to win an occasional battle with Ohio State. You do go head-to-head, you know, with you know, a big boy, and you get them. And I think the last couple of weeks, have been encouraging on that front. I think a month or two ago, people were kind of wondering, okay, when are they going to start to get some commits here? When are they going to take advantage of this new staff? And I think you've seen that recently. Even though they lost Bubak, the last 2 weeks were really good for this program recruiting-wise when you get a four-star safety out of California, and then you get a linebacker out of, you know, South Florida who was committed to Miami, who picks, you know, turns around and picks you over them, that's good momentum. So they just need to keep building off that. And I think if you can get in the, you know, top 25 this year with your first class, your first real class, I think that sends a positive message about where you're going with recruiting. And then you just got to do it every year. I mean, you got to back it up and back it up. And I'll tell you this staff, they're definitely grinding. I mean, June has not been a vacation month over there. That's for sure. With all the camps, and then you know the satellite camps where they travel the country for a week. So I think a lot of people have enjoyed that. But you're right. You still gotta you know close on guys, and we'll see how they do here over these next few months.
Brian Christopherson, Lincoln Journal Star, with us here. Let's get your thoughts on the Buback scenario here. And the last couple of the last recruits are coming out of Colorado, the defensive player of the year in this JoJo Doman. And then was Jack Stoll coming in as a tight end the last straw for Buback, or what exactly happened?
Oh, I don't know that it was that. Sometimes we like to make these big picture things about one kid. And I don't think we should do that on this one. You could say, okay, they lost an in-state kid from down the road. What the heck happened? Sometimes it's just, you know this, there's 17, 18-year-old guys who they want to go somewhere else. They've lived somewhere their whole life, and they want to change the scenery. I don't know what Buback, how he grew up viewing Nebraska football. Not every kid in the state grows up viewing it the exact same way. Maybe he wasn't as big on it as some other guys. And I think he had a really close relationship. I know he had a really close relationship with Ron Brown. That was definitely a big part of it when he committed back in last September. And I think Arizona State really put the full court press on him, and they understood, you know what, we got a real chance with this guy. And that's a program with some momentum out there. They had a pretty good year this last year, and they're kind of a fun offense and all this stuff. He just made the move. It's in-state kids aren't necessarily the locks they've always been. And then maybe part of that's because Nebraska hasn't won a championship since, 1999. That could be part of it. But it's interesting. And this last week, you have a kid from down the road who decommits, and then you have a kid from South Florida who decommits from Miami and picks Nebraska. It just goes to show you every case is different. And a lot of times, it matters what zip code you're in, but not all the time. And then we definitely saw that with a couple examples this week. And I don't think Noah Fant at Omaha South is a given for Nebraska. In fact, I think it could be a tough pull for Nebraska to get him too. So it could be a deal where there's two in-state kids in one class who pick elsewhere, and that's not ideal, but that might be the situation.
Yeah, you also touched on Noah Fant in the article here, and Husker Online talked to him a little bit. This is a pretty impressive kid that could do quite a few things. This sounds like a kid Nebraska really could use, right, Brian?
Well, I think so, because I think he's got a lot. You could use him a lot of different ways, and I really think this is a staff that really wants those versatile guys that you could plug into a few different spots. Noah Fant, I don't know if he's ever just said this, but I kind of get the sense he's interested in playing tight end at the next level. Nebraska has recruited him as more of a defensive end. And as I wondered in the blog out loud, does this change anything? Would Nebraska, maybe view him as a possible tight end prospect now with Buback gone? Because Mike Riley is going to stock up on tight ends. We've seen that already. Got Matt Snyder, out of the last class. He has Jack Stoll already in this one. He had Buback. They have a lot of use for tight ends. They're going to play with two tight ends on the field probably 60 to 65% of the time, or at least they have in the past. So you would think if for someone who wants to play that position, that would be an attractive match, Nebraska and them. But we'll see with Fant if they are interested in him as a tight end or they kind of see him as a D end. And I think right now, just talking to people, that that one's going to be tough for Nebraska. I'm not sure they're going to get him. So it'll be interesting how people in the state kind of react if he goes elsewhere, and then you've got two in the same class that left. But I don't think it's been from lack of effort from this staff. I think they really worked on those guys, and you can't make up a kid's mind for him. He's got to do what's best for him, and sometimes they go the other way.
Last minute here with Brian Christopherson. Getting back to your interview with defensive coordinator Banker, obviously linebacker is going to be talked about until it's proven that it doesn't need to be talked about anymore. thin, 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 and got thinner here in the last month. There's been some discipline. There's been some dismissals, some kids leaving. Do we have any knowledge that we can share of why some of these that aren't given specific reasons? Is this off-field issues? Is this class issues? Is this law issues? Do we know?
I can't get real specific, but I would say this, in the case of David Santos, I think it's a player taking care of stuff off the field, whatever that may be. They would love to have a senior like David Santos in their program. Had he taken care of everything off the field, and that's not the case. You're down a guy. He would have been a great guy to have for this year as kind of a bridge into next year with some of those younger guys. But he's gone. I mean, you got to move forward quickly. Banderas, as Banker said, Banderas and Rose Ivy have experience. Yes, but they don't have a lot of experience, really. I mean, let's not get confused here. These are guys who have not taken a ton of snaps at the college football level, because Rose Ivy came on strong the end of his first year, but then he got hurt last year. Banderas has been up and down with the previous staff where he would start, but then he would disappear for several games at a time where we wouldn't see him. So these guys, it's not like they have a bunch of starts between them. They don't. But they've got to be leaders, and then you're going to just need some of these young guys to be special in a hurry. And I'm talking about a guy like Muhammad Berry, a Tyron Ferguson, Dedrick Young. There's a lot of potential in those guys, but people have to realize there are going to be growing pains in that first year. And then another kid to watch is Chris Weber. He's a walk-on from Elkhorn. I keep an eye on him. He had a good spring. Mark Baker says he's more than just a serviceable guy. He can help us. So there are some guys we shouldn't lose track of. But it's fair to ask about linebackers. It's a question until proven otherwise. And as I've always said, if you want to win a championship, I think Nebraska needs to get all conference play at that position. They need to start getting guys who are first team all Big Teners at the middle linebacker and at the buck and all this stuff. And so we'll see if they can do that here in the next couple of years, because I think that has to happen.
So with Sipple on vacation, do you guys sabotage his desk at all?
Yes, a lot of graffiti up on the walls now. I have left a few presents for him in his office. So, he returns some more, I believe, and he'll have some stuff waiting for him. So that's good.
Brian, always appreciate chatting with you. Thanks for the insight, and keep up the great work. We'll follow along on Husker Extra.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always good to be on.
See you. Brian Christopherson joining us here, brought to you in part by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. They're like no other. See your local TNL irrigation dealer today. Huskers. I don't know, Jimmy. I'm going to talk about it all the time. I think there's still some stuff, disciplinary things, that we're going to hear about before the first of the year. I'm hearing rumblings. And I think when we get closer to the start, I think you're going to hear some more rumblings. I think there was some weird things going on, starting with Randy Gregory, maybe not even starting with him, but just, and I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying, let's face it. There's some stuff going on. Some guys are not there anymore. They didn't get rid of all of them. So we'll see how it all pans out.
I hope
should I send you undercover?
I hope you're not right.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But, boy, it seems like this happens quite often in about every institution. This Nebraska's not alone here. It seems like there's a lot of programs that have problems with a lot of different things. And, the players you recruit, that's one of the things you really look at is what type of person is this? Is this somebody that's a decent person that's going to do things the right way and try to compete? And sometimes when you recruit a kid like that, guess what? He's not a five-star.
Well, and he's
three or four, and you're trying to turn him into one. And the other guy's a five-star that has all the talent, but he might cause you some trouble, and you may not want him around.
That Santos thing, he dug his own. Unlike most of these guys, they're not dismissing you just because they don't like you. there's reasons that they're not back. We will be back with Mike Davis. One more game left in the Nebraska Danger season. And once again, they're in the finals. We'll talk a little bit about that and cover some other sports when we return.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Make your summer concert plans now and buy your tickets today to the Adams County Fair in Hastings. This summer's Adams County Fair Fest concert series will take place July 15th through the 18th. Check out this unbelievable lineup. Legendary Lone Star, Colt Swindell, Harmony, and Granger Smith. Now that's a lot of talent for one fair. Call today and get your Adams County Fair Fest tickets at 402-462-3247. That's 402-462-3247.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you wanted. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Show your strengths at the Hastings Wide Bench Press and Deadlift Competition on Saturday, July 11th. Weight classes range from 97 to 275. Registration is $15 for bench press only, $15 for deadlift only, and $30 for both. The event schedule begins with a 7 a.m. check-in and weigh-in. Lifting begins at 8. Admission is $3 for adults and $2 ages 15 to 17. Awards will be given to the top lifters. For more information, contact the Hastings Y at 463-3133.
You can show your patriotism by going to your local world-class fireworks location to support military families by celebrating your freedom this 4th of July with a specifically designed red, white, and blue 500-gram cake by Folds of Honor and world-class fireworks. $10 will be donated directly to Folds of Honor and our American heroes' families.
Your area Marv's Fireworks discount stands all over central Nebraska are helping to ensure no family is left behind in the field of battle.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Gooda, Jim Langan with you on a Monday. Time to take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Will Terran Pettaway make an NBA roster? After not being drafted, he signed a free agent deal with the Atlanta Hawks, who were one of the very interested teams. We had about three teams, Detroit, the Lakers, and the Hawks, that seemed to be the most interested in him, even though he worked out for a third of them. Will he make an NBA roster? You can tell we're not talking football. 91% of you said no. 9% said yes, Terran Pettaway will make an NBA roster. His former assistant at the Huskers, now up in South Dakota, Craig Smith, here's what he said in a story last week. Quote, "You can measure the speed of a thoroughbred with a stopwatch, but it takes a race to measure its heart. That's what I think of Terran. He isn't the prettiest, he isn't the tallest or the fastest, but he flat out competes and finds ways to be successful." I don't know if Terran Pettaway this year will make an NBA roster. I do believe he will be on an NBA roster at some point. And of course, it's got to be fairly quick. Even Mikey Moore bounced around a little bit before he was substantial. So there's the weekend question. Today, they've made changes to the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby again. Caleb, you can explain one more time.
They're not so much just seeing how many outs people end up with. You don't just get a swing 10 times. You have 5 minutes to see how many you can hit out. if you hit it past a certain distance, you get some time added, and every home run you hit in the last minute will stop the time as well. But it's just eight guys head-to-head all the way through, how many you can hit as fast as you can.
So how do you feel about the new home run derby format? I like it. Stop changing it. Just let them hit home runs, or Giancarlo Stanton is out, so I don't even care. I will have to vote on just let them hit home runs. I don't want to say stop changing it because everything can be tweaked. This doesn't sound that fun to me. Jimmy?
I got no opinion on it. I just like to watch them when they hit the long ones. You know what I mean? But I do not have an opinion on that. I mean, this is a it's an activity that's fun to watch. It's fun for the fans. It's fun kind of for the players to go out there and swing. But, you know, this is a different activity. You got a guy throwing a baseball that's trying to throw it right down the middle and hit the bat. You know, he's trying to, you know, all the things you're supposed to not do, you know, now this guy. So whoever really has the best pitcher that throws the ball the correct best probably gets to win this thing.
Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, conference champs once again, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. What'd you think of that quote, Mike? You can measure the speed of a thoroughbred with a stopwatch, but it takes a race to measure its heart. Is that one you can use?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it goes back a long way.
That's an old one?
Yeah, I've heard it actually a while back. But, I mean, it pertains to a lot of different scenarios, so. You never, you get somebody in a competition, you never know how they're going to respond until they actually, until they're knee deep in it.
Does every team, including yours, have a guy like that?
Probably, I'd have to say so. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. I mean, you get guys who, you know, they look good, and then once they get in there and get a little competition, their game always rises, and you see a little bit more out of them.
We're talking with Mike Davis, head coach, Nebraska Danger. The championship game will be on the 11th of July, a Saturday up in Sioux Falls. So anybody affiliated with the organization knows how that itinerary goes. But let's take a look at your game on Friday, Mike. It was competitive in the first half, and you guys just blew the doors off there in the second half. It didn't look like you guys really did anything different. You just finally kind of overwhelmed them. As you look at the film again, how would you assess it?
You know, I think we played well in all three phases of the game for the first time all year. I mean, we still have those bonehead moments at the beginning where we, you know, make a bonehead play and give them an easy touchdown or something like that. But, you know, all in all, we played probably our most solid game we've played in the last couple of years.
Hey, Coach Davis, Jim Langan here. Hey, you've got a diverse squad with many personalities, and I'm gonna hats off to you on this. I've refereed your games for 3 years, and one of the things you do the best, I think, is you let the people play, but you got a little bit of reins on them too, you know. But you're letting them go out and play and let them be who they are without being such a disciplinarian. Because I think if you were, I don't think they could play as well for you. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody has – there's 25 different personalities on the football team. And some guys, you kind of got to know your team. Like if most of those guys, if you yell and scream at them, they kind of go in the tank. And that's part of, you know, myself and our staff kind of figures out what type of guys we got. And, you know, how you can talk to some and how you can't scream at the others. And, you know, those guys just kind of – we were joking about it actually yesterday – it's not as bad when, you know, the coach yells at you, but when your own teammates turn and yell at you and kind of get in your butt a little bit until you got to pick it up, it's an eye-opening experience. So I got guys holding each other accountable, and that's a good thing.
Talk with Mike Davis, head coach, Nebraska Danger, heading to their third consecutive IFL championship game. One stat that stood out to me, and you can tell me if this was a little irregular, obviously you guys are kicking the ball off all the time with all the scoring, yet you had a great number of return yards in the ball game. And when we talk special teams, we talk about the kicker and the narrow goalpost, but how is that part, and was that as good as you've done all year?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, when it comes to the playoffs, your veterans kind of step up and want to take charge, and they know that it's the return game and is a huge part of us being successful. So we got some veterans on it who, you know, hold each other accountable again. And anytime you get a guy like Wayman James or Troy Evans back there, that's
both of them are electric. When they get the ball in their hands, they can, I mean, they can take it to the distance anytime they want. So it's a nice thing to have.
You talked and we talked when a lot of the transition was going on and Kane was dismissed from the team, that you had to get Jameel and his receivers kind of back on the same page. It looked like they were on the same page Friday with Barnett and Evans and even out of the backfield.
Yeah, you know, they've had a couple great weeks of practice. I mean, they've all been here for about 4 weeks now. So the whole orientation and maturation process is over. It's time for guys to make plays. You'll put the ball in situations where they can make plays. And the best part about it is we still didn't make all the plays we should have made. We dropped a couple touchdowns. They weren't easy catches, but they were catches that we expect our guys to make. It says a lot about them.
Yeah, Coach, last year you played this team at home and they beat you. The year before you played them at home and you won the game and played fairly well. I think you played them early in the season 2 years ago. You won that football game. What do you need to do to beat this team?
You know, realistically, we got to stick to our game plan. You know, we got to be efficient on offense and we can't allow big plays on defense. If we do that, we'll be just fine. I mean, we've done that. You know, you take last year, you know, we get a couple stops early, offense struggles a little bit, and then our team kind of flips. Defense struggles late, and offense comes on early. We've never really played a full three-phase football game when we played in the championship.
Last minute here with Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger. I liked your response this morning because sometimes I send out a text or an email early in the morning, and Mike got right back to me, and I said, you know, I told you you're on the ball this morning. You said, yep, got a championship to win. You told me last week with that bye week, a lot of the guys took a couple days off, went home, recharged the batteries. You've basically got another bye week, a holiday in between here. Same formula, or are you changing that up?
No, you know, our guys are creatures of habit. We'll practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and let them have Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. Get back to work late in the week and, you know, get back to business.
Mike, what'd you think overall of the IFL? Everything changes almost every year. You might have a team come in, come out. You might have somebody better or not. Strength of the league this year, in your eyes, compared to the last three or four, was what?
I mean, it's gotten better. The competition's gotten better. The parity's gotten better. You know, you had to come to play every game. You know, fortunately enough, we were able to get 10, 11 wins this year. And, you know, the last couple of years we were able to do that. But, guys, there wasn't a cakewalk team where you just knew that, hey, we got this one in the bag like there was a couple of years ago.
Coach, I agree with that. I think that earlier, maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I was officiating, there were some games where the game was over at halftime. You know, but this year people could compete, and maybe, you know, after 40 minutes you could kind of see who the best team was, and people got a little fatigued maybe because they'd been playing too many snaps. With your team, you kind of could keep some fresh bodies in there, and I think that's the team you're playing. I think depth-wise, that's the difference between the top two teams in the league and the rest of them, and possibly at the top end, you guys have some really good players too. You know, there might be one or two stars on those teams. Or is the depth more even around the whole league?
You know, I think there's teams that have depth. I think it, you know, what sets us in Sioux Falls apart from other teams, I think, is our guys know when to turn it on and when they have to turn it on. You know, they don't. You know, though you're a good horse racing guy, so it's still you, Jim. So it's, you know, they don't run the race in the first quarter mile. You know, they wait till the home stretch, and then they know when they got to turn it on and when they don't. So that's our guys, and now it's just, it'll be a heavyweight fight again.
We'll wrap up with this, Mike. You're departing next Friday, is that right?
That's correct.
So we'll have you on Thursday. Is that cool?
Sure.
We'll talk, because I just think there's a lot more work to be done. But right now, as you look at Sioux Falls, because they're 15-0, everybody's going to say this is the best they've ever been. Is this the best they've ever been?
I mean, I think they're good. Anytime you're 15-0, it warrants respect. And I think that, you know, every team has opportunities to be beat. You know, just they –
they take adversity and they run with it. Teams have had opportunities to beat them. I mean, heck, we had an opportunity to beat them up there and dropped a couple touchdowns and then gave up a late touchdown on defense. You just got to seize the moment. And when you get a chance to do that, you got to take it and run with it. And if you don't, it'll be 16-0.
Well, let's hang one on the one side just so it doesn't look too lopsided. Mike, we'll talk with you next week. Best of luck in preparations, and congrats on another great season.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Davis, head football coach, Nebraska Danger. As you're getting ready, again, the game is up in Sioux Falls, which is a beautiful facility, on the 11th of July, a Saturday, of course, for the championship. Getting ready for lunch. A lot of places say they're a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. One of the reasons, they're great flame-broiled buffalo wings. Another reason, throughout the month of June, $5.55 for any salad on the menu. The chicken salads, where you can get them a variety of different ways, the taco salad, whatever it is, morning, noon, night, Monday, Sunday, Thursday, $5.55 in the month of June for the salads. And, of course, it's Monday, the lunch specials, a steak sandwich inside, oh, so good. And Monday night, Coop Koozie night, buy the koozie for $5. Maybe you've already done it. Bring it in while you're watching your favorite sporting events tonight, $1, 12-ounce cold ones at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. We'll come back, wrap it up after this.
You've never really partied until you've partied downtown, small-town, Nebraska style. So get your tickets now at OuthouseTickets.com to the July 4th and 5th Comstock Cornhusker Country Fest. July 4th, be a part of all three of these amazing bands at a street dance featuring Nathan Wade from 6 to 8:30. Then from 9 to 10:30, Dylan Bloom Band takes the stage. Then to end the night from 10:30 to 1, the Emmett Bauer Band will rock you on the streets of Comstock. Then on July 5th, Luke Mills kicks things off again from 6 to 7:30. Then kick it up with Tim Zach and the Whiskey Bent Band. Then the big show from 10:30 to 12 is Blackhawk. Yeah, you heard me right, Blackhawk. So get your tickets now at OuthouseTickets.com and be a part of the Cornhusker Country Fest, downtown Comstock, Nebraska. Enjoy food and beer tents, and camping sites will be available. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky.
I call Kearney Crete and Block for all my landscaping bricks and paver.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin. And it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport, equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Find your full line of John Deere products at Oregon Trail Equipment, with locations in Hastings, Fairfield, Hebron, Red Cloud, Superior, and Marysville, Kansas.
ESPN Radio Superstation.
Out of the 20 and walking into the end zone. He'll take it in from 70.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, winding down through the month of June. Midway Ram right now, the fastest growing truck brand in America. Stop in to Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and see how the new Ram 1500 or Ram heavy duty truck may be the one for you. If you're looking for a nice car that gets you good gas mileage, how about the Chrysler 200, up to 36 highway miles per gallon with a first in segment 9-speed automatic transmission. That and many more great deals at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Don't forget the Midway Auto Outlet. Let open also on South 2nd in the old Killian Motors building where the Collision Center is located. Hopefully you don't need that, but if you do, they're there for you. And you can also check them out at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Some cool golf over the weekend. We won't dive too much into that. We've talked about the baseball. We've talked about Petaway. We talked about the Danger. Let's give the shout out to Tri-City Storm forwards Chris Wilkie and Mason Appleton. Both went in the sixth round of the NHL draft on Saturday. Wilkie by the Florida Panthers and Appleton by the Winnipeg Jets. Jimmy, would you rather have a Florida Panther jersey or a Winnipeg Jet jersey to sport around?
Let's see. What's the weather going to be like in December in Florida compared to... Yeah, I think I'll take that Florida one.
And then there's these head scratchers. Former Husker Danielle Page playing for the Serbian national team. They've qualified for the Olympics. A little upset. I had to get through the sports this morning without chuckling when I said that Serbia upset top-seeded France 76-68 in the very prestigious Eurobasket Women's Championship in Budapest, Hungary. Cole Manhart, I think you guys mentioned Friday that Bailey Morris out of Bennett Silver Lake went to Sandy Creek, and then the All-American guard, all-time leading scorer at Concordia. We had her on the show. She was named the World Herald State College Athlete of the Year. This goes to Division II NAIA junior colleges. Cole Manhart, Loper football player, is able to win that award here. And pretty big deal. It's been all around since 1952. 10 Lopers have won it. Russell Raphaël-Stotts got it in 2013. The last football player was Richie Ross in 2006. Some other Lopers that have won it: Travell DeLogniv, Nick Savela, Brian Nielsen, Tim Higgins. What? Tom Kropp, Rich Ozentoski, the pride of Chanticleer country, and the first one was Larry Snell, cross country and track. Tim Higgins. What?
I'm glad he won it.
What?
His daughter got married Saturday. Tim Higgins' daughter got married Saturday. I think. didn't go to the wedding.
Yeah. You had baseball.
Yeah, I couldn't go.
You had your own family obligations.
There you go.
Well, congratulations to Tim and his family. We want to thank Brian Christopherson of the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Davis of the Nebraska Danger for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow it'll be the final day of June. What are you doing?
For the final day of June?
Yeah.
I'll go to Alltel and try to see if I can fix a phone that I need to get fixed.
I remembered, I got to switch my bank card out because it expires, and I'll forget to do that. I meant to do it again this morning. It's like three times, and then it's not there, so I'll forget to do that. But we'll have a good show for you tomorrow as well. We'll see if the Royals can pick up another one. 7:10 tonight on the Breeze 94.5. You want to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, if you want me to, Doug.
Always.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Right. It'll be a party to end the greatest month of the year, June, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.